same thing I said, you know, in the heat of the moment. You know, sometimes you say stuff in the heat of the moment that you want to take back. But fortunately for me, I think I did a decent job with what I said, and I'm going to stand by it. We got three great teams coming up, three playoff fighting contenders, and we have an opportunity to put out some good football tape against them and go out there and compete. But we can't think about all three. We got to control one, win one, before we can get to three or think about three. So we're going to focus in, you know, on the Vikings, because we know Zim's going to have them ready, fired up, and ready to go. I mean, they're already playing great ball themselves, but, you know, it's going to be added, you know, ingredient to it being us.
Does this group get up for Coach Zim? Does that add any extra oomph to this game for you?
Yeah, absolutely, for us as well. I mean, you know, even though, you know, circumstances are what they are, you know, a lot of guys came in under Zim, so even Pauly G. So everybody's, you know, that's motivation in itself. You don't even really need to talk about it or make a big thing about it. Guys just more so, you know, everybody was happy for him to get a head coaching job, and now I feel like this is an opportunity to display it rather than, you know, say it. So I challenge all my guys in the locker room to do the same thing, go out there and put it on display, and let's go play.
What would be the best way to show Zim that? What would be the best?
Get the win. Yeah, get the win, because obviously we know his team is fighting for, you know, a lot bigger things than we may have the opportunity to fight for at this moment. But, you know, we pride ourselves on preparing each and every Sunday and coming out and competing. So, you know, whether who it is on the other side of the ball, it shouldn't matter. But, you know, right now it matters a little bit more because, you know, it's a guy who, you know, gave you your first opportunity, you know, started a couple guys in the league and pushed a lot of guys to, you know, be a better players.
As a guy who's socially aware, you know, you're active on social media, you know what fans talk about, what they kind of see with the team. These final 3 weeks, people are going to be talking about your head coach's future, that kind of thing. How hard is it as a veteran guy in the room when these things start to get talked about to maintain focus and not let that become, you know, kind of a storyline?
I mean, it's not hard because, you know, we pride ourselves on ignoring the noise and, you know, handling things within the locker room and controlling what we control in the locker room and keeping things inside the locker room. So, yeah, of course I got a lot of, you know, social media hits on, you know, what's going on with the coaching, time for a change, fire coach, blase, 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 blase. But yesterday, you can't – I honestly don't feel like you can put that on the coach. We had young players who had a whole week of practice, prepared the way that we want to prepare, but they didn't go out there and execute the game plan. And, you know, sometimes that disconnect is simply because they are young players. You know, these bright lights like you got on the cameras right now in front of me, you know, they can affect people. And I feel like these guys are strong guys and they're going to learn from that experience, but you can't put that all on him in that moment. You know, players messed up plays that we've worked on. So, you know, it's not like they didn't give us the look in that week in practice. We talked about it, slowed it down, made sure we break it down, answered whatever questions we had, but we didn't execute. And that's on the players. You know, coach is going to have his days. He's going to have his moments where, you know, might be his mistake, might be his problem, and he's going to own up to it as he has. And, you know, as a player, yesterday, I take that on as a player because we didn't do enough to win that football game. And as one of the veterans for the defense, we didn't lead the defense in the way to win the football game.
Do the veterans have to take a different stance these last 3 weeks after what you saw?
I don't know that it is take a different stance, you know.
We prepared.
We're already vocal. I mean, Mike is a vocal leader. I more so try to lead by example and try to do things the right way. But when something needs to be said, I'll say it. But I can't say that we need to do something differently because that would say that we're not doing things correctly. I feel like we're taking the right steps. But on Sunday, for some reason, we're being out-executed. So we got to figure out why that is, what it is, because we're getting prepared properly, It's just that we're not executing when the game time.